Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And on this Veterans Day, we are joined by a decorated Vietnam veteran who is helping so many vets and others overcome PTSD because he lived it firsthand. And he's the focus of a powerful new film called Walk with Frank, airing on PBS. Frank Romeo, so great to have you here.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What is it like to see your life in film? Now it's all over the place. I think it's like 1,800 airings. It's all over the country. To see your journey, and it's very raw, it's very real. What is it like to see it on the big film?
It's kind of surreal. You know, I've been working at this besides suffering with, I'm one of the longest living veterans diagnosed at 100% PTSD related. And so that's 50 years. I've been teaching it for 30 years. Traveling the country, and in the last 6 years, I've had the Walk with Frank project, and it's surreal to know that people are responding and embracing the message of healing and hope. I don't claim to cure people. I just share my story, and in doing so, we've created in so many events after the film is aired. We just start sharing. People just start sharing the story. So we kind of create this safe place for people to share and maybe even take that first step towards recovery and healing. And it's surreal to see finally to get that recognition that I've worked for so hard for so many years.
Well, your journey truly is inspiring people across the country, across the world. First, take us back to what you experienced, as so many of our veterans have. You were in Vietnam, ambushed, critically wounded. Talk about what you went through just on the front lines, fighting for us, fighting for our freedom.
Yes, it was a real surreal experience. And knowing that, you know, I was ambushed, I was alone. I was holding down a forward position by myself for a series of circumstances that I was there alone and got ambushed and basically held off this unit myself and being critically wounded. But coming home, the trauma of coming home, back then we weren't really welcomed home. In fact, when you see the film, you'll see that we were spit on, we were ostracized by society, and basically, I was ashamed to be a veteran. You know, I didn't tell people I was a veteran. I got rid of my uniform. And so that was the political and social climate of the time. And so the struggles that I had really began immediately. And it lasted, you know, I still deal with it today. And veterans today, I mean, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, veterans are questioning their service like I did back then. So the parallels mirror each other. In the feelings of, you know, what did we do this for? So it was a difficult time in my life. I abused my children. I had mental issues. I got divorced. I lost my home, went into foreclosure. So I struggled for years and years, self-medicating, drugs and alcohol. I even did some time in prison. And so the struggles that I had, a lot of people can relate to them. I mean, not, you know, going to prison, or maybe you're not a substance abuser, but the feelings of, yeah, the struggle is there. And so how do I do it? And how do I get past it? And it took me 30 years to get past it and to be able to even talk about it.
Yeah. And thank goodness you are sharing it, because expressing it is inspiring other people. I mentioned to you, my father was a prisoner of war. He absolutely had some post-traumatic stress himself and had to deal with that. And so many people, after you go through what you went through on the front lines, and then to suddenly come back, and also, as you talk about, just I think the disgrace of the way that the American public treated Vietnam veterans, which I say never can happen again, ever, ever. It was just horrible. And there needs to be so much attention to Vietnam veterans. Everybody, we're talking to Frank Romeo, of course, the focus of Walk with Frank. It's a brand new film called Walk with Frank, film.com to get more details on it. It is extraordinary. Frank, you changed, though, and this is what's so amazing, and I think helping so many veterans and others get through it. As you mentioned, you were one of the first veterans to be officially diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And then you found art, right? That's how you broke through this. Explain how you broke through what, sadly, so many veterans and other people are dealing with.
Correct. I was diagnosed for 30 years as being depressed by the VA, and I was medicated for 30 years. And finally, when, you know, PTSD, and the film mirrors that. The film is the emotional history of our country over 60 years. We take PTSD for granted today, but it wasn't always PTSD. It was depression. It was shell shock. It was battle fatigue. It was even Vietnam War syndrome. And then finally, when PTSD was recognized by the American Psychiatric Association, it was only in the 90s that this happened. Something clicked in me, and I began to kind of relive things, kind of go through this metamorphosis, and I picked up art. I picked up a paintbrush and began creating these paintings, and I didn't know even where they were coming from.
It is so great to have you here on Veterans Day. Frank Romeo, a true survivor, a decorated Vietnam veteran who is sharing his journey with PTSD in a big, big way and inspiring so many people, veterans and others alike who are dealing with this. And again, to get more details, go to walkwithfrankfilm.com, everybody. Check out this extraordinary film and you will be as inspired as I am. And it is such an honor to have you here, Frank Romeo. Thank you for joining us.